Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today in the Old Testament, one of the most important scenes in salvation history occurs, which God reveals himself to Moses. He reveals himself in two ways. Tomorrow we'll have the third way. First way is in the burning bush, a fire that doesn't consume. We're so used to seeing fires that translate into themselves all that they burn, taking the wood and making it part of the fire, but destroying the wood in the process. God was revealing himself as a different type of fire. A fire that burns, a fire that has its own character, but doesn't destroy, doesn't consume into himself. We'll get back to that. It was not only attractive, but he was communicating something very important in the way that he wants to relate to us. We're like that bush that he wants to ignite with his fire, but without our losing our identity, our losing our character, that the two can coexist. Second thing that he reveals is that he wishes to have a personal relationship with each of us. He identified himself to Moses as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He wants to be a personal God. That isn't the sum total of his identity, but he wants to have personal relationships. He doesn't want him to be our godmother's God. He doesn't want himself to be our grandparents' God. He doesn't want us to be the Pope's or the Cardinal's or Mother Agnes's God, but at a deep personal level, to be our God. And the most characteristic aspect of who we are is meant to be that relationship with him. How do we receive this revelation? In today's Gospel, Jesus describes two preconditions. The first is through him. It says at the end of the Gospel today, no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. That we get to know that all-consuming love of the Father that burns, the passionate love of the Lord that does not consume through Jesus. Pope Benedict used to say about Jesus that he is the fire of God, the one who came to ignite the world and who was in agony until that blaze be begun. Jesus reveals first that burning love of the Father that will not force us to lose our identity, but will actually purify the dross so that we can become both the full image and likeness of God, as well as fully human. And Christ wishes to reveal that Father to us. He's chosen. That's why the incarnation happened, so that we might come to know the Father through Jesus. He not only revealed so many of the attributes of the Father, he not only taught us how to communicate to the Father and pray, just as he was praying, but he himself reveals the Father's real character. He is the icon of the invisible God. He is the living representation of the Father's own love. So the first way that we receive this revelation is in Christ. And he has come, and the fire of the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to be incorporated into Christ. Second thing that he reveals about our receptivity is it's got to be childlike, not just filial, because we can be an 80-year-old child of a 100-year-old, but truly childlike. Jesus exclaims, "Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will, that you have revealed the mysteries of your kingdom not to the wise and the clever, but to the childlike." How important for it this is for us to grasp. The essential sin, as we see in the parable of the prodigal son, is to pretend that we're grown-ups. To pretend that we don't really need God. Most of us have probably experienced this growing on up. No, Dad. No, Mom. I've got it. I can do it on my own. I don't need you holding up the bike without the training wheel. I can do it. No, I don't need your money. Thanks. I can handle it myself. But we try to treat the Father as if he's dead at a practical level. That we don't need to be in personal relationship because now we are independent. We don't need him anymore. Spiritual childhood, as Saint Therese taught us, involves two elements: converting and becoming like little children through recognizing that the kingdom of God belongs to those who are poor in spirit. That spiritual childhood is to recognize that our hands are empty and that we really need all that God the Father gives. That's the precondition for us to be able to receive the mysteries of the kingdom. So we have to approach those mysteries with the wonder of a child. Paradoxically, true spiritual maturity, to mature manhood in Christ, as St. Paul would write about in his letter to the Ephesians, happens as we become more spiritually childlike. That doesn't mean naive. It means trusting and dependent. And Christ himself wants to help us in that receptivity by allowing us to enter into his own spiritual childhood, which again is more than mere divine filiation. It's this relationship of dependence on the Lord and his fatherly goodness, who will never give us a stone when we ask for bread, but who cares for us so much more than the lilies and the sparrows. Today, as we pray this Mass for vocations to religious life, we ask the Lord that we might receive the graces necessary to receive this double revelation, so that with childlike trust we might allow the fire of the Lord to become characteristic of our lives, so that others in seeing us might see that fire of Christ, not consuming us, but making us who we truly are. That others might see our personal relationship with God, that we're not talking about God as a concept, we're not talking about God as some distant force, we're talking about the one whom we know loves us more than anyone and wishes to exist in a relationship of love with us. That we are one who has entered fully into Christ and who day by day becomes more and more childlike. This is the greatest mystery of the kingdom. Pope Benedict likes to quote Origen, the 3rd century theologian, who said, "Whoever draws near to Christ in the Eucharist draws near the fire." May we recognize how holy is this ground, and with childlike receptivity receive all that God wants to give. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.